Rambin on Rock 105.
Following up on And Justice for All, we have a baker's dozen of new Five Finger Death Punch songs, and with me is Death Punch Master Chef Zoltan. How you doing today?
All right. Greg, how are you?
How are you, sir?
Very good. I'm cooking, man.
Well, here it is, brand new album. It came out as we speak today on February 28th, F8. And I've read somewhere where you're describing it like your most important album to date. Can you explain that?
Yes, it's definitely. This is sort of like we call it a rebirth album. So this is our rebirth day today, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just one of those times when everything just came together, and you know, this band was growing exponentially, but in the same time, you know, obviously it's highly publicized. We had some crazy years regardless of the growth, and this was the record when we went to the studio. Everybody is brand new and sober and focused, and it showed up on the record. So that's why we really think that this is a milestone.
I want to point out something that I noticed. I was watching the lyric video for Inside Out, mm-hmm. and while I was watching it, it reminded me a lot of opening credits for like a Marvel Cinematic Universe movie. And and then I listened to Living the Dream with all the superhero references, and I had to laugh out loud. This is like a cinematic journey through F8.
Well, it definitely is. And you know what? That's kind of like, you know, I think one of the strength of the band is that we always made albums that is a musical journey in some way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Too much of the same thing is too much. And you know, so that's why I think any record that you create should have some sort of diversity. And I think this record especially, it kind of opened the aperture. It's much wider of a range of music. You have some super heavy stuff to maybe some, you know, unexpectedly light, you know, acoustic guitar-ish kind of things, where in the same time, it fits. And I think that was the, you know, that's the most difficult thing, that you do an album that has such a wide range of music, but in the same time, you don't feel that it's disjointed. It's right. One complete album, and it you know, I think we pulled it off.
Well, I got to tell you, if anybody suffers from calcium deficiency, listening to Bottom of the Top and This Is War could be hazardous to your health. Zoltan, your riffs are pretty bone crushing on those.
Well, you know, it's, we have a lot of fans who are with us since 2005, 2006 even, you know,
mm-hmm.
definitely from 2007, the first record. And we always hear this like, hey guys, when are you going to go back a little bit to the first couple of records? And I think on this one, you know, it's just what it is. Everybody, you know, everybody evolves, everybody is growing, but we always get those, you know, like, well, you know, the first two. And what in some way, I think we kind of reach back though on this one, there is a little bit of a, you know, flashback. In fact, there's a song, Death Punch Therapy, where Ivan basically took the lyrics, bits and pieces of lyrics from old songs throughout her entire career and made it into one song, right? That's what Death Punch Therapy is. So, you know, that was kind of the thing, that we kind of did a reach back. And when it comes to the riffs as well, I kind of pulled that, pulled out a couple of tricks from the, you know what I mean, from the library that, you know, that was pretty much first two records sort of riffs, and those were heavy.
Oh, and sure enough, I know that you're talking directly to some of those fans at the beginning of Bottom of the Top, where Ivan screams out that line, is it heavy enough for you?
Right. I mean, you know, like this band, we always push buttons, you know what I mean? Like that sort of thing, you know? I mean, in the middle of the whole, you know, socialist, communist sort of, you know, thing coming back to America, we dropped the record called American Capitalist. In the middle of that, you know, Middle East conflict, you know, we dropped War Is the Answer. So we've been always the band that kind of like to push the button. Mm. And lyrically as well, you know, we always drop a couple of those lines. And definitely you picked it up. I mean, that's what exactly is about. And when everybody is, you know, like, if it's, you know, these two statements can be true at the same time. And somebody says, you guys always make the same record. The other guy goes, why don't you go back to that whatever
exactly.
year? Well, you know what I mean? Which one is it? So you just kind of gotta, you know, just gotta do what you wanna do. You have to, as a band, we have to do what we like, right? And then just hope that the audience like it too. But, you know, but that's kind of why Ivan dropped a couple of those, you know, lines in there that, you know, is it heavy enough for you? Is it dark enough? Is it bloody enough? Am I cool now? Can I be the cool kid now? So that's the whole, you know, kind of a you know, tongue in cheek, but it's, you know, but it's definitely there.
When you guys were back here in Chattanooga back in November with 3 Days Grace, Bad Wolves, and Fire from the Gods, you didn't reveal any of the goods off of F8. So, I mean, I guess that means that we're going to have to go see you. I think the closest you're coming is Birmingham, April 11th, or Nashville on May 17th. When does your concert promoting F8 start, and who's touring with you?
So basically, yes. I mean, you know, the time when we were, you know, we just played, you know, in your hood, and the record, you know, the songs were not yet.
Right.
And our shows, I mean, everybody who ever been in a Death Punch show, it's all about energy. You know, it's all about energy. It's all about having a good time and you know, setting the building on fire, basically. And so for that, you kind of have to know the song. Usually the whole audience sings along. So usually we don't, if we have a new album like right now, if these new songs are not, you know, out yet, then we don't play them because everybody would be just kind of scratching their head like, oh, this is cool, but what is it, right? So that's why we didn't play it yet. Now, in the new tour that we're coming right now with Papa Roach, I Prevail, and Ice Nine Kill. So it's a pretty solid bill. And on this one, definitely, we're going to play 2, 3, maybe 4 songs from the new record. It's always a debate. You know, if it was up to Ivan, we would be playing nothing but the new record. But, you know, but we kind of, it's just one of those things again. We have 90 minutes to play. How can we, you know, we have 24 top 10 hits. How do we do this? You know, which song are we going to pick? So this is a good problem to have, but it is a problem.
A wonderful problem to have. F8 out anywhere that you download or purchase your music. You can find it today as of February 28th. And Zoltan, before I let you go, I have a very important question to ask you. It may be a little controversial, but of them all, Zoltan, which Disney princess do you most identify with?
Oh, my God. You know what? I can't answer this question because I don't really watch or never really did watch Disney movies.
What?
I know it horrifies my band members. They're giving me pop culture references before, you know, like the 90s, right? Before 95, and I have no idea, you know. Who's the big bushy hair painter, you know, the Happy Trees guy? Who's the guy?
Bob Ross.
Okay, I had no idea who the hell Bob Ross was, right? And everybody's looking at me like, what? What? You don't know who? I didn't, you know, it's just, I just don't have these, you know, references. I know who Boba Fett is. You know, I watch Star Wars. My favorite princess is, Boba Fett is my favorite Disney princess. Well, you know what? You know what?
Because
Disney, both Star Wars, actually, I could pick the, you know, characters from, you know, Star Wars.
There you
How's
go.
That?
There you go. Well, inquiring minds wanted to know, and now they're going to be rushing to watch Boba Fett.
Is in. Boba Fett is in.
Well, have a terrific day, Zoltan. Thanks for spending some time, and good luck with the album, and have a terrific time touring this year.
All right. Thank you so much.
Rambin. Middays from 10 to 3 on Rock 105, Chattanooga's Rock Station.